is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bunk, and I'm Scott Hennon from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, our flagship, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and the Red River Valley, as well as KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, in the Southern Bakken, and the Flag 1090 Talk Radio in Tioga in the Northern Bakken. Speaking of the Bakken, we had a caller, Charlie, say that east of Stanley on Highway 2, a very nasty accident involving an oil truck. So heads up if anybody's headed that way to keep an eye out for that. Again, east of Stanley on Highway 2, a call from a listener. Always appreciate those updates for folks that are traveling. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can always email us with your questions or comments, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
And we know, Scott, before we get to the former governor, you did mention, as we were going into the break, the second anniversary of the sounding, the sirens of the Souris River, and that celebration and memorial taking place on Saturday. Things kick off at noon up at Scandinavian Heritage Park up in Minot, but some of the weather issues that are taking place up there, the city of Calgary is having some flooding issues. They've been having storms, and that all heads south, so the people up in the northern tier starting to get a little bit worried about some of the water issues that could resurface again at some point in the very near future as well. So they've been having some water issues up in Canada is also.
Well, folks taking those events, a lot of folks work very hard in the recovery effort, and obviously it's hard to believe that's been 2 years already, but kudos to the organizers in Minot on that event this weekend. All right, some calls are stacking up here at 800-228-0550, and we are joined this hour by the man everyone just calls Ed in the great state of North Dakota, former governor and former ag secretary, to talk a little bit about the farm bill and anything else on your mind today. Ed Schaefer. Hello, Ed. How are you?
I'm well. And don't forget with all those titles, my best title, which is the office boy. I got to keep that on the resume.
I was going to go with husband, Ed, just for your sake. Husband is your best title, right?
Well, that grandpa might be the best title.
Husband and grandpa, right. Our big question last hour had to do with whether or not you continue to drive in a thunderstorm. We had some crazy weather last night.
You were
flying, not driving, but.
Nancy was in her car in Minnesota, and she said the rain was so bad she actually did pull over. She said, I couldn't see. I felt like I could see, 25, 30 feet out in front of the car. Didn't know what was coming at me, didn't know what was happening, and even though the windshield wipers were blowing, she said, I just felt, for safety reasons, I gotta pull over.
And looks like some folks want to weigh in on that here today on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about the farm bill, obviously. We have a Medora question from earlier for Ed. Anything goes. So give us a call, and we'll rely on Ed's common sense today as our office boy today on the program. Patrick in Newtown, you're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to give some advice. You can put on sunglasses in heavy rain, and it'll increase your vision. Helps cut through all the mist and gives you a deeper view into the roadway.
I use shooting glasses, the amber shooting glasses, both at day and night. It also works for snowstorms quite well.
I've done that before, and it works.
Yeah, I'm a commercial driver also and a retired police officer, and we use that in all our training, just during heavy snow and rainstorms. Put on your sunglasses or your amber glasses, and you'll increase your visibility.
Patrick, as a former law enforcement, maybe we had a caller that asked about this earlier. What is the rule as far as pulling over on the side of the road or the interstate and getting off out of the lane of traffic? Is that a good idea in a snowstorm or a rainstorm?
No,
or should you get off the road onto an ancillary road?
Best thing to do is put on your flashers and slow down until you can pull off the interstate on an ancillary road.
Good wisdom. Patrick, thanks for sharing the rules of the road with us from your perspective. Ernie and Garrison, you're next. Want to talk about the food stamp program, and Ed Schaefer is here to answer any and all questions. Go ahead, Ernie.
Yeah, I moved here from Pennsylvania years ago, but you can go anywhere in Pennsylvania almost, and for half on the food stamp, the druggies will go with you to buy your groceries. You get $200 worth of groceries for $100, and they swipe their cards. So that's one of the big problems with it. And on the border, they're talking a 700-mile fence that has already been promised twice to be built and has not been built yet. It's not promised. It's lied. It's the been built. They got 35 miles of it built, and they put 200-yard openings in it so the deer can cross. You can't keep going like this with unfunded stuff. They get 40 border patrol that aren't allowed to patrol the border. What do you do?
Ernie, thanks for the call and for sounding off today. Ed, let's talk a little bit about, we've got a couple of calls about examples like Ernie used on food stamp abuse, and as the former head of 110,000 employees at the Department of Agriculture charged with implementing that program. I imagine you had boatloads of stories like that, and that's why we're all scratching our head a little bit over the farm bill going down over a less than 3% reduction that would have allowed for some reforms, some means testing to say, hey, you got to be looking for work or have work to get it. You have to not automatically get it if you're on a different government program. I think one other one was that no violent criminals should be getting, reforms. That's what they were going to do with the 3%, yet it was enough for Colin Peterson to lose Democrats. Is that crazy?
Well, it's, obviously we can do some reforms in our nutrition programs. There's a lot of fraud and abuse. I mean, you see, I was going to walk by a liquor store the other day in another state, but it had a sign in the window that said, we take EBT cards, and,
at a liquor store.
I go back, in a liquor store. Yeah. And, and I go back to, North Dakota, being the test state for electronic benefits transfer cards. And, we went in and said, instead of doing the paper stamps or loading a checking account or coming, let's do an electronic card. You swipe it just like a credit card. It makes a lot of sense. North Dakota was the first state to do that, to implement it. We were the test case through a project with Western Governors. And, it really worked out well. But the problem that we didn't advance on is you can use that electronic benefits transfer card to restrict purchases. So you can say you can't buy cigarettes, you can't buy alcohol, you can't buy candy bars, you can't buy potato chips. I mean, you can make these cards today with today's technology very focused on buying, nutrition products, healthful foods, keeping your family, well fed and comfortable. Without, buying all this other stuff, or like the caller was saying, they go in the store and you make $100 because you buy $100 of groceries and, all this kind of stuff. And it's there. It's a problem. And we have the technology today to deal with it. And we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to, maybe they have a drinking problem and it's not their fault. It's somebody else's fault, so we shouldn't block them out from that. So, it's just a very difficult arena, and there's a lot of political correctness and a lot of social requirements or considerations that, just don't make a lot of sense. So, the cuts in the program really aren't the issue. The responsible upgrades and changes in the program are what you need to do. The cuts in the program, this, it was 2.8% or 2.6% or something like that. It didn't do anything to advance the program. It just cut some back. What you really need to do is get in there and change the way we deliver the programs, put the restrictions on the people using the programs only for nutritious and healthful foods for their families, and take care of people. People that are temporarily out of work, people that are low income, people that are handicapped and can't work. We can take care of those people, but we can also do it right without wasting taxpayers' money on frivolous purchases.
It's supposed to be a hand up, not a hand out. If there was more oversight on it, if we cleaned up the program, does that eliminate a lot of the need for at least the bickering back and forth across the aisle on cuts or not? You wouldn't have to worry about the cuts if you took out a lot of the corruption that's within the program.
Yeah, there are two things that happened here, Steve. We've got 87 billion dollars going out now on food stamps, and one in every six people are on food stamps. there are two things. One is you do have that fraud, and if you did tighten it up to what the program is meant for, food and nutrition for families in need, if you tightened it up to that, you'd save a ton of money. But the other thing is, as we've looked at, doubling of people on food stamps, you can't discount the fact that they have increased the eligibility. Since this Obama administration came in, they've increased the eligibility of people who can get food stamps. So
Ed, hold that thought. We're up against a break. Ed, we're up against a break. Hold that thought. Former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer, Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer, husband, grandpa, a lot of duties. We'll talk with him. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's on your mind? 550 K-Fire, KCJB, Minot, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090, Talk Radio in the Bakken, as well as KLTC 1460, the Southern Bakken. Got you covered here today with What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Ed Schaefer, a former North Dakota governor, former U.S. Ag Secretary, talking a little bit about the Farm Bill and other issues in the news, and your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome. We're going to break there, and I had to cut you short in your comments. Ed, anything else you wanted to add to that before we go back to the calls?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, that we have increased the eligibility for food stamps so much, and that's why a lot more people are on. You know, you can have a higher income to get food stamps. You can be on them longer. You know, a lot of the requirements that were there, we didn't have a work requirement like they're trying to put on now, but, there were requirements that were in place, all of which have gone away. So you know, it's kind of a much more open system and many, many more people who can afford to buy food and maybe not be their priority, you know, are now on food stamps. And then, you know, that we end up wasting a lot of money with that increase in the eligibility as well.
Isn't it nuts that a 3% reduction in this program, when it's grown to the degree that it's grown, I forget the exact numbers, but there's, you know, it's 100% growth in a time when the welfare rolls have grown like 16%. And so a 3% reduction is proposed so you can put some of these reforms in place and the farm bill goes down over it. That's nuts, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, we've got a crummy economy and people aren't working. We've got high unemployment. And the unemployment rate is much higher than the official rate because people have just given up and, you know, don't go out there and seek jobs, so they drop off the rolls. But what are they to do? You know, they don't have a job. They don't have income. They've got to feed their families. I mean, you go and sign up for the taxpayer-funded food stamp program, and sure, you know, it's there. But, you know, a lot of this could be solved if people were out there working and the economy was moving and, you know, careers were being made, and that's not happening either.
If you have any questions for former Governor Ed Schaefer of North Dakota, also U.S. Agriculture Secretary and father, grandfather, some of his more important duties, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Matt in Minot, what's on your mind?
Actually, Matt in Newtown first, and then
Newtown.
Matt in Minot. Yeah, okay, so let's
Matt in Newtown.
Two Matts waiting, so we didn't want to confuse them. But
all right.
Newtown Matt, you're up first.
How you doing there? Hey, I have a daughter. I'm from Oregon. I have a daughter that just graduated high school last year, and they really promoted these kids getting on food stamps. I mean, right out of high school, okay? So she ends up moving in. Four friends all rented a house. They all work and everything, but they qualified for food stamps, except my daughter. She wouldn't take it, but they spent more of that food stamps on candy and soda and everything than anything else. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is I have a sister-in-law who is a habitual food stamp user constantly. And I was raising six kids. She was raising three. I spent, she got more money than what I spent feeding my family with a pretty good income. And She would sit around. She doesn't work or anything. And she would send I'm from a real small town, so we have a little tiny grocery store that's real expensive. And she would send the kids in to go get raviolis in a big can or whatever because it was just easy money. We couldn't afford that stuff. I mean, we could have, but we'd have to do other things. But we had the shop, you know. We had the bargain shop and everything out there. But she made so much, and she used to try that same thing with us here. I'll buy you $200 worth of groceries if you give me $100 and stuff. Because she had so much, she could do that. Her kids were living good. They were eating all this fancy stuff out of these little stores, you know, that's like three times more expensive than Walmart. And that's where we shop in the little places like that. But this is what's going on in the world, you know. They're giving high school kids. I would have never thought of that coming out of high school, ever.
It's like going to a convenience store to buy milk and eggs and butter. It's much more expensive than going to the grocery store. But pretty much from the studies I've read, every college kid, for the most part, would qualify. So the system's broke.
Yeah, it is, because they should be out there working. They're in our parents' house. I've got my 16-year-old daughter on her summer break right here in where am I at? Newtown. And she's working at the Cinex down here to make money all through the summer and stuff. And she's open for college and everything. But why can't some of those people come over here? I mean, there's so many jobs around here, they're begging for people.
Kudos for her. I commend her.
Ed, anything you want to comment on the Matt's point about, especially the disturbing part to me, is these high school kids being encouraged to get on food stamps. There's a lesson. Yikes.
Well, and there's there are marketing programs. There's money in the program to encourage people to sign up. And, you know, part of that is, you know, people, low-income folks or new Americans or somebody, you know, they're not sure if they're eligible, don't know about it, they're not ready for programs. So there are dollars in there that you can say, here are your benefits if you qualify and go forward. Unfortunately, that program has become taken over by those who just want to sign up people for the, you know, for the issue. So like your caller said, Matt said, you know, you graduate from high school and they're on you right away, sign up. And that's not what it's meant for. It's meant for eligible folks who need nutrition and food for their families. When a need arises and most government programs, you know, it has a good seed for it. I mean, it makes sense to start with, and then it just gets taken over and it keeps growing and growing and it gets out of hand. And now we have, you know, programs all over the place that are inviting people to join up the program, whether they're eligible or not, or whether they should be on it or not, or whether they're capable or not. You know, and so people set their priorities, and I'll go on food stamps and get a couple $100 a week for food and go out and make a payment off a fishing boat.
Matt in Minot, you're next for Ed Schaefer. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott, Mark, Your Honor. How are you all doing today?
Great, sir.
Anyhow, I wanted to comment on Mark's little comment about WIC being a good program, and I would argue that fact simply due to the fact that all the government program does is takes away your independence.
Matt, that's Steve, by the way.
Or Steve, I apologize.
That's okay.
Anyhow, the whole idea that a government program to help the needy is a good thing is a horrible idea. We have churches that I donate to. We have charities that I give my time to. And the fact that we're trying to get so many people to sign up for these government programs to take taxpayer dollars from one group of people to give it to another group of people who don't really need the help to begin with, because I guarantee you that most of the people who receive food stamps and WIC probably have a new car, cable TV, internet, flat screen LCD TV. You know, it's just stupid. And the reason why we have the $17 trillion in debt is because these government programs keep trying to justify themselves, take more taxpayer dollars, and spend more than they actually take in.
You know, Matt, one of the things that I look at is it's an investment, because you're going to run into other problems down the road, and I don't want to pay for those other problems. So to me, that's a smaller investment. Ed Schaefer discussing with us, and I'll come back to the Matt's discussion there with you, Ed, in just a few minutes. Former Governor and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer. If you have any questions or comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic?
How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Scott Hinnon, this is What's on Your Mind. Another mysterious death of a child at Spirit Lake. The Spirit Lake Reservation, for those that don't know, is in northeastern North Dakota, a remote stretch of land up there. And the problem of child abuse has been in the news for far too long and more front and center since really April, when a federal employee wrote a letter of grave concern about the child welfare program on the reservation. Which ultimately is responsible for reporting cases of abuse and neglect and placing children in safe homes. He wrote, "I believe the children of the Spirit Lake Reservation are not safe due to unchecked incompetence of the tribe's social services agency." A lot of this was exposed thanks to a PBS documentary about the life of our next guest, Robin Poor Bear, who joins us now to talk a little bit about her own story and yet another example of a mysterious death that is causing understandable outrage. Robin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For those that did not see the documentary, did not know your story, could you just give us a little bit of an overview of what you lived with on the reservation?
The documentary starts off when I got out of treatment for alcoholism. I moved to Moorhead, Minnesota, and tried to go back to college and turn my life around. Once I did that, I'd gotten my children for a 2 weeks visitation because I'd given up full custody of my kids to their dad while I was in moving away and trying to focus on me. And during that visit, my daughter came out and disclosed that she was being abused by her father. Social services got involved, tribal social services got involved, and eventually what would happen was that my two children were placed in foster care. I ended up with a no-contact order placed on me from the caseworker. I couldn't see or talk to my kids for 4 months. The judge ordered a supervised visit from social services, and in that visit, my son disclosed that they had been spending overnights with their dad, who was under federal investigation for the abuse of not just one but two children. And the caseworker didn't remove the children and put them in a different home. She left them there. And they were aware that these overnight visits were happening while there was a federal investigation going on. I had called Aberdeen area office and let the lady know, who was in charge of tribal social services. I let her know what was going on. Eventually, my ex-husband was found guilty of both counts of sexual abuse and charged with that. Once he was arrested, then I ended up getting my kids back. And that is all in the documentary film. People can still watch the film online on PBS.org if they Google Kind-Hearted Woman and PBS, it should pop up, and they can still watch the film online.
Why is this happening, Robin? And we have another mysterious child death. We've had a lot of, you know, coincidentally, the release of the documentary coincided with, you know, a hue and cry over, you know, different control over the social services agencies. And, you know, this continues to happen. We try to get to the bottom of this. Why is it happening? What is your assessment, having lived it, on why there isn't better controls on the reservation?
The reason why it happened to me was because I speak out about what I suffered as a child, the abuse that I went through when I was in the home. And the family had raised me all my life, and I was being sexually abused in the home. And in the documentary film, I openly talk about that, and I share this secret. The child protection worker, Monique Lambert, that handled my case, she is a relative and a friend of the family that raised me. The director at that time, Kevin Dufany, he was a relative. He's a relative of Monique Lambert and also a friend and relative of my ex-husband. And I had written to Aberdeen saying that there's a conflict of interest. We need somebody else in here. I had called. I didn't write, but I wrote to Kevin Dufany saying that, you know what, this is what's going on. I believe that I'm not going to get anything. There's not anybody that's going to be, you know, look out for the best interest of my kids. And as soon as he got that email, 3 days later, my kids were taken from me, and I had that no contact order placed on me. While we were going to tribal court, there were times when I was the only one showing up for tribal court. There was nobody on the other side saying I was an unfit mother or able to give proof of the reports that my children were being abused or neglected in my home. Nobody.
Robin, what happened when you went public? The public standpoint, when you decided to go public with this and then get into the documentary, did you realize there were going to be ramifications for that? What were some of your biggest fears when you went forward with this? Did you fear retribution? Did you fear reprisals from within the system?
I had no idea what was going to happen in the documentary film. Once I decided to do the documentary film, I knew that I would lose my family, and I struggled with that before I made that decision for months. That's when I really, really started to drink heavily, was because should I do the film, shouldn't I do the film? Because if I do the film, I'm going to lose and be speaking out against people that I called sister, mom, you know, all of these people that were in my life for all of these years. And then I ended up having a dream that somebody in the family died. And when the police came in my dream, nobody would say as to how this person died. Everyone was just silent and quiet. But right before the police walked out that door, I opened my mouth and I said, I know what happened. And when I woke up from that dream, I was cold, I was shaking, I was crying so hard. And I knew then that I needed to speak out and I needed to do this film. And whatever happened, if it helps one person, one woman, one child, one man, whoever, if it helps one person out there, then whatever happened in the film was worth it.
Since the film, has your life gotten back to any sense of normalcy? Have you started reconnecting to some of the family members or anyone else? Where are you at with your life and your children now?
My children are doing great. We do presentations throughout the country on domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, recovery, all of those things. And as far as reconnecting with any family members, the only one that we have reconnected with was is my ex-husband, the kids' dad. He had a short visit with them, and it went great. He has since served his time. He's back out in the community, you know, and we are still trying to move forward because in the end, that is the kids' dad, and they still love him. And we're just trying to make it the best way we can.
Despite the fact, you know, you're speaking out and others as well, adding more scrutiny there, we have yet another story of a mysterious death to a child. Have you heard about any details on this latest story, Robin?
I have heard the stories and have been reading what's been going on as far as the news and stuff. And in the last 4 years, as far as I know, and there might be more, but in the last 2 years, there have been 4 deaths on the reservation. And the people of the residents of the reservation, the enrolled members, have been trying to get rid of the tribal chairman, Roger Yankton. They have voted him out. They've handed him a petition. But the corruption on the reservation is so great that they can't. And people there are losing hope. And the only way that we are going to be able to move forward and to get whatever needs to be done is if we start to come together and we start speaking out about this stuff, because that's the only way we are going to heal as a nation. And we need as much help from the federal government, from everybody, to get this problem solved so children quit dying. We are burying our children on the reservation.
And is there, if you could suggest a perfect fist, what would it be? I know that the tribal council did allow the Bureau of Indian Affairs to come in, a federal agency, step in to take control of the local social services. Is that enough? I hear a lot of folks say, well, that's just another bureaucracy.
There are two social services on the reservation. The part that the BIA handles is called child protection or whatever, and then once the children are placed in foster care, then the tribe takes over. So there are two different entities that are responsible for tribal social services. But the current acting director of the Spirit Lake Nation, he is just covering up lies. He is straight out lying and intimidating the people when they go to him and ask for help. The tribal court is Judge Shirley Kane. She's a relative of one of the tribal councils. When there was there were 2 cases that were brought in front of her. And one, she removed herself because she was related to the people that were involved. The second one was the tribal council. When she lost the election, the judge brought it upon herself to see that case.
It's tragic. Robin, thanks for speaking up. Thanks so much for speaking up. We're up against the clock and out of time, but we do appreciate you sharing more of your story, and know that your voice is added to the potential for some real reform there. It can't come soon enough. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time very much.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2255. 2193 or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst, mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team, 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
All right, thanks to Robin Corver for joining us on the program today, a Stewart Lake member. I mean, her story just, I hope, awakens people to... what's right underneath our noses? You know, you don't have to go to third world countries. We have a version of it right amongst us. In this case, in a tucked up in the northeast corner of North Dakota, and by her telling her story about being raped at 3 years of age by her foster father, and about then a battle for custody of her daughter and son, now 17 and 14, taken away from her, has awakened a lot of people up to the fact this is an everyday occurrence on this reservation. So our thanks to Robin for joining us.
The focus right now is on the kids, and that's a good place to start. But it is a bigger picture, and it does paint a bigger picture. And anybody that has not seen this yet, PBS.org, Kind-Hearted Woman, is the documentary. And I do challenge everybody to look at that because it'll change your view. It really will change your view and your outlook on a lot of things. Getting back to the Farm Bill, back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, and let's go to God, I lost the number.
Mike and Minot. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike and Minot.
I just want to make a quick comment about
it seems to me like the farmers are getting way too much money for this preventive planning. And because I've heard them guys talk about that they had to spend, about $1 million so they didn't have to pay income tax. Well, I just thought I'd make a comment about that, see what you guys think about it. Bye.
Well, I know when you start talking some of the seed that's planting, and it's expensive to farm. And there's a bounty right now, but there's also an expense to the farming. A lot of the farmers just work within what's there for the system right now, but a lot of the farmers also just want the safety net. That's the biggest thing. Farming and ranching and agriculture, it's not a job. It's a way of life, and that's the thing they want guarded against. The competition, the business side of it, what's going on with foreign markets, how some other products are subsidized, so there's no competition, so you can't compete in an open market. That's an entirely different discussion within the Farm Bill, but they want the safety net, because when you have a spring like this where you can't get into the fields and you can't get a crop planted, what do you do? Most businesses are out of business. You know, when you've got seed that's ridiculously high, the chemicals you have to put on to get that crop in, now you're looking at major hits on an industry that, frankly, it comes down to security. Food security is paramount in this country. It's one of the factors that makes this country the greatest nation out there, because we feed the world, and we're in a position where we can feed the world, and that's where it's the difference is. But it all goes back to protecting the lifestyle and the way of life that agriculture provides, a very large sector in this society, especially in the upper Midwest.
By the way, you're hearing Steve Bakken on a little bit of a different connection than you normally would be used to because of a power outage that happened in Bismarck.
Somebody hit a tree. Somebody knocked over a tree and they took out power lines, and Eastern Bismarck is out of power right now.
Yeah, so there's a fairly significant power outage in a part of Bismarck today, so that's why Steve's on the connection. He is just to explain that I'm coming to you from Minot today, as a matter of fact, to sleep in. So we appreciate our accommodations here from Vance and the crew, as always, on the way to the oil patch today, and back in the studio with Steve tomorrow. Just a quick update on a couple of things that happened on the Farm Bill. It is being voted on in the House. A number of, I think, like 200 different amendments that are being proposed. And one issue that the Farm Bureau told us concerned them had to do with a conservation compliance mandate. That was defeated in the House version. So there, you know, that remains in the Senate version. They were unable to get that out of there, but it's not in the House version, which means, you know, there's a fighting chance that once they, assuming they do pass the Farm Bill, which, by the way, now supposedly is going to be more difficult because the modest reforms proposed for food stamps survived a fight last night in another vote, the 3% reduction that brought about some reforms and said, no, if you're a violent criminal, we're not going to give you food stamps because we're broke. And we aren't automatically going to give them to you because of you're involved in some other program. Anyway, that assuming it does pass, the good news on the conservation compliance is it's not in the House version and would live to fight another day in a conference committee. Also, an amendment that was proposed by Congressman Kevin Cramer was also approved. It has to do with the Federal Agriculture Reform and Risk Management Act of 2013 modifies policy on wetlands mitigation to ensure ag producers would be subject to no higher than a one-for-one acreage basis when enhancing, restoring, or creating wetlands. Under the amendment, the Natural Resources Conservation Service can no longer subject farmers to higher requirements for wetlands restoration based on their own arbitrary judgment of land quality. So Congressman Cramer was happy about that change. 200 amendments as part of this process, and the famous sausage-making process is underway as it pertains to the Farm Bill right now. So just a couple of
things. The reason that amendment with Congressman Cramer put in is so important is because you look at the central part of North Dakota and into South Dakota and towards the east. With what we've got with water issues in the region, wetlands are constantly changing. They're moving. They're morphing. What's a wetland this year, 2 years from now, may not be a wetland.
Very true. To be continued, folks. We're out of time. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Innan. That's What's on Your Mind for Thursday. Normal or nuts, and lots of open phone time for lots of fun tomorrow on the Friday edition. Join us right here. Thanks for listening.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.